Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services, or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Come fly with me. Let's fly.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have taken you on walking tours of Kinsale, Ireland, in the very southmost part of Ireland, and in Drogheda, in the northeastern coastline just above Dublin. And I've taken you on walking tours through coal mines and in Limerick in the Georgian House, where you got the inside track to the experience of being there. Today, I'm taking you on a walking tour with Lord Ross at Birr Castle in County Offaly, just about in the center of Ireland, just south of Athlone. And we're going to take off on a walking tour with Lord Ross, Lord of the Manor and the Castle, right after this.
Get ready for another exciting summer as tickets are on sale now for Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. A summer season of classical music under the stars with BSO conductor Andras Nelsons and popular artists such as James Taylor, Wynton Marsalis, and special performances including Film Night and Tanglewood on Parade. Plan your Tanglewood summer now at BSO.org or get tickets at 888-266 1200.
We are in the Science Center. Now, your family historically has had a very serious interest in the sciences, so maybe you can explain to us where the first evidence is of a member of your family, Lord Ross, who was scientifically focused.
Thank you. You're right opposite him on the wall here. My great-great-grandfather, William Parsons, Sir William, 3rd Earl of Ross. They're wearing the blue sash, which is the sash of the illustrious Order of St. Patrick, with which he was first knighted for service to science. The only person who has ever been specifically knighted for service to science in Ireland.
And what is it that he, what were the accomplishments that would have brought him the attention and the honors?
His greatest accomplishment was building the world's greatest telescope in the early 1840s. He started 1842, and it was fully functional and making its first major discoveries just before the famine struck in 1845. This was a telescope with a mirror that was 6 foot across and could see far further into space than man or woman had ever been able to do before.
Where did this interest, motivation, funding, competency level to be able to actually manufacture, create, make possible these achievements?
Well, you've asked me so many questions, I don't know which one to try and answer first.
Start with where was the kind of Renaissance man dream of, I can do this? Where did that come from? And then what were all the pieces necessary to actually have it be more than just a good idea?
I would like to think, in a way, that it came from his father, who was a patriotic politician. In Grattan's Parliament, when Ireland had its own Parliament in the 18th century, and the one who led the opposition to the Act of Union with Britain. apart from then later exposing the extent of the bribery used to push that union through. But it was actually in the year of the infamous Act of Union with Britain that his eldest son William was first born. I think that to a large extent, realistically, the interest in maths and the inquiring mind probably came from his mother, who was a not quite local girl, but someone from a home not very far away in this very, very county, a king of Ballylin, and whose grandmother was a Lloyd of Gloucester in a lovely house called Glastonbury Moor. And their original maths book survives, and I think it was his tremendous skill at maths with his tutors and then later on at university that helped him to achieve everything that he did. He was never sent to school, partly because his father was too nationalistic to send any sons of his, and daughters weren't then educated at all or sent to school. Schooling would have involved sending him off to England, and he didn't approve of that. He had him brought up by tutors here. The main tutor concerned was actually a French tutor who came from Russia. So the third Earl's first language actually was French rather than English. And after very strict schooling indeed at Birr in maths and languages and sciences, he then went on to university, first to Trinity and then to Oxford, where he polished his skills, and with an incredibly inquiring mind, wanting always to see what would happen if he did this, that or the other, he became this extraordinary engineer, and it was this self-taught engineering that enabled him to build what was the greatest telescope and make it work.
You know, it's really quite remarkable when you look at William Parsons, 3rd Earl of Ross, living between 1800 and 1867. Anything he really needed to know required serious effort to get that information. He couldn't go on the computer and Google something and get the formula for something someone had laid down before. This was not only a pioneering effort, but one that took incredible perseverance on his part.
He certainly did, and now it's difficult to imagine how to achieve something like that. You had to make all your tools yourself here, building up, of course, to the great mirror. Up till then, it had been assumed that you had to build mirrors maybe of something like glass, but there was no way that he could build a glass mirror 6 foot in diameter. So he had to start by pioneering, by experimenting with different sort of alloys of different metals and experimenting with foundries in the bottom of the boat, foundries that were fueled by the turf off the local bogs. So he was entirely constricted to using only the resources which we had on this estate. You couldn't just order things from mail order catalogues as you do in the 21st century or get something online. He had to make everything himself and then make it work, experimenting with pulley systems, pulling this, that, and the other, how he could maneuver a telescope into position. But the greatest achievement was the making of that mirror and then the polishing and the repolishing of the mirror, because in our soft Irish air, it tended to tarnish after a week or two. So very often it had to go back for repolishing.
Ultimately, what was it made of? I mean, I understand he experimented with alloys and metals, but when all was said and done, what was the? Can you identify what the mirror was made of?
It was made basically of an alloy of copper and tin, but with a tiny but significant little amount of zinc.
And that would have done it.
Yes, he didn't always divulge, you know, like cooks ask for their favorite recipe. They tend to give most of the ingredients, but sometimes leave out the key little significant one, which makes a success of anything.
And no, then it's a pinch of this and a pinch of that, as opposed to something really scientific.
But I would say that he was very generous with his discoveries. He wanted to share everything that he discovered further out into space with the wider world. He wrote down everything that he saw. He described exactly where it was and had everything published, Whereas up to then, a lot of astronomers, a lot of his inventors and discoverers had wanted to keep something to themselves, like a monopoly, and make as much money up. He wanted to share everything that he has discovered with a wider world, and I mean a wider world, because he saw himself not only as British, but as Irish, fundamentally, as a European, and as a man of a wider world. And in that sense, I think they were Renaissance characters who thought globally, as well as highly creatively, and even artistically.
Now, my good friend Mark Leslie, who my listeners know well because we have him on as a frequent guest on any number of worldwide subjects, and particularly about places in Ireland that he's been associated with and their visitor center, told me that when Neil Armstrong was in outer space, he publicly, globally, universally, if you will, thanked Lord Ross for accurately predicting the temperature on the moon. And was it this Lord Ross, or were their descendants as equally interested in what had been begun here by this family ancestor?
Mark was dead right, and so are you. Thanks indeed. It was the third Earl's elder son, who not unnaturally became the fourth Earl, who then turned his attention to other things beyond or closer than outer space, such as mapping the surface of the moon and trying to map the Milky Way as well.
I'm going to ask you the question, and we're going to come back and get the answer as to what year the fourth Earl would have been more than just dabbling in the sciences. We'll be right back live from the castle in Burr Castle with Lord Ross. This is Stephanie Abrams, and I want you to jump into Ireland. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Keith Lockhart with an invitation to join me and America's orchestra, the Boston Pops, at Symphony Hall.
This spring, the Boston Pops celebrates American music icon Leonard Bernstein, plus tributes to Disney, Hollywood, and more. The pop season begins May 9th, so get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland. Whatever your special interest, you'll find it when you jump into Ireland. Visit discoverireland.com.
Starry, starry night.
Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
It's quite remarkable standing in Birr Castle in the town of Birr in County Offaly, Ireland, with Lord Ross, whose family has inhabited this incredible estate, magnificent castle, fantastic gardens, and a science center and telescope, and the story and history of it all here at Birr Castle. This is a place, if you're coming to Ireland, you have to put it on your agenda of places to visit. Easy to get to. It's just south of Athlone, and Athlone is exactly halfway between Dublin and Galway. So even if you're staying in Dublin, it's easy to take an hour drive to Athlone and make a left turn, and you'll be in Birr in about 20, 25 minutes. Very charming, delightful drive. And this is a family whose works have distinguished themselves, the family, and Ireland in the sciences, starting with the third Earl, William Parsons, who, it's incredible to believe, created a telescope with this giant-sized mirror that he had to figure out how to create, manufacture, put together, and make work. And then his son, the fourth Earl, was captivated by the whole concept of the heavens and got busy trying to map the moon and projected what he believed the temperature on the moon would have been, which was verified within 6%, as I'm told by Lord Ross, by Neil Armstrong, who reported back from the moon that indeed the fourth Earl here at Birr Castle had predicted what the temperature on the moon was with enormous accuracy. I mean, it's all quite remarkable, isn't it? We have to set up a whole NASA center and send people up there with a thermometer to figure it out. And here he was doing this work in Ireland. It's just remarkable, isn't it, Lord Ross?
We think it's remarkable. A lot of people wonder how he could have seen anything through the mists, which you often think of as covering Irish skies when it rains. Not in daylight today, because it doesn't rain always. But it was remarkable when you think that our climate certainly isn't ideal for astronomy or the study of the stars. But actually, you can expect clear skies for something like 50, 60 nights a year, mainly in winter, when, of course, the nights are longest, so you can see more. And he did manage to discover what was further out, what these faint little smudges were, beyond anything else visible, and to turn them into the whirlpool spirals, as he called them, the spiral whirlpools, further out there than anyone else had ever been able to see anything at all. And that drew astronomers and all interested in the night sky from all over the world. If you were then in California and you wanted to see as far as possible into space, you bloody well had to come to Burr to see it because you couldn't see it from anywhere else. Similarly, if people wanted to see further space from Russia or China, or even Van Diemen's Land, what's this today, Tasmania? One of those who came was the Astronomer Royal from Van Diemen's Land, came all the way to the middle of Burr to see as far as was possible into outer space, with his name recorded in the visitor's book that I'll show you in a minute, that was inaugurated, I think even more significantly than by any astronomer royal, by someone called Charles Babbage. Who is?
Why do I know this name?
He is the person whose little calculating machine has led to every computer in the world today.
Don't yes, of course.
Father, computer. But who no one really had heard of, or no one else saw the significance of, as early as 1850, except for the third Earl, who saw that significance and asked him, rather than anyone else, to sign the visitor's book at Burr.
That's incredible. This, you know, there are some families who have a literary capacity, and they just attract writers and lyricists and poets around them, and so this really became the scientific magnet, didn't it?
I think that's tremendously significant today because our Irish contributions to the arts and to literature, to poetry and drama, are very well known right across the world, particularly in the English-speaking world on both sides of the Atlantic, and very much even in Russia and elsewhere. But our contributions to the sciences are not as well known as they deserve to be, and that is the role that we've given ourselves in creating Ireland's Historic Science Centre, to show how these people were formed here in Ireland, how it was the, if you like, not just the Irish air, the Irish upbringing, the Irish vision, ingenuity, curiosity, call it what you like, that's helped them to discover so much.
Well, it wasn't
so much. And it is only now that their Irishness is beginning to be discerned. Because if then they became great scientists or engineers, they could only be billed as great British engineers or scientists, because Ireland was then part of Great Britain. So if you look up even Sir Charles Parsons, my great grand uncle, one of the great engineers of the world who invented the steam turbine, if you look him up anywhere, he says, a great British engineer who invented this, that and the other. But he was a boy from Burr, and it was his upbringing in Burr, in the workshops that created the great telescope and everything like it, that turned him into the great engineer that he became.
Well, you know, I know so little about the science and its relationship to the Irish, and so this is a great awakening and education for me, and I'm sure my audience coast to coast in the U.S. But as I recall, it was an Irishman who invented the submarine and sold it to the U.S. Navy Department.
I'm not sure exactly when, but he certainly was an Irishman. And we count as Irishmen everyone from every corner of this island, because Ireland was not then so artificially divided into six counties north of a certain line and 26 counties the other side of it. We have never recognized that border ourselves. We see everyone from Ireland as equally Irish and contributing to a joint Irish contribution to the sciences as to literature and drama.
Well, we're going to take a little walk into the next room here in this wonderful museum, that exhibit center that's devoted to the contribution of the Irish. And we've started out with the family itself here at Burr Castle. What is this amazing machine in front of me, Lord Ross?
The machine here that you may be able to hear the whirring of is a model of the machine which the third Earl had to invent and pioneer and make work to polish the mirror that enabled the telescope to see accurately.
My goodness. So we're going to take a quick break and come right back. We're now looking at a reproduction of the polishing machine that would have ground what was necessary to grind on the mirror to make it powerfully reflective of the universe. Amazing. Stay with me. Jump into Ireland. Live from Ireland, this is Stephanie Abrams. Don't go away.
What you trying to say to me?
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Shop Lowe's Spring Black Friday and get great savings to help with those outdoor projects popping up on your to-do list. Add beautiful color to pots and garden beds and save with select pine annuals 5 for $5. And grow beautiful flowers and delicious veggies with Miracle-Gro Garden Soil. 5 bags are just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 4/18. Actual plant size and selection may vary by store. While supplies last, see store for details. U.S. only.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using it? a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Biz Talk Radio. Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We're walking through this amazing exhibit center here at Burke Castle in County Offaly, Ireland, with Lord Ross, whose family has been here how many hundreds of years?
Just 390.
Is that all? A newcomer?
We're blow-ins, yes, but it was from the south coast of Ireland that we blew in 1620. But that's still a few years before the Mayflower sailed to the States.
We would have had 1607 in Virginia, which would have been the same time that the O'Neills and the O'Donnells and all the flight of the Earls was happening, headed for Spain. There were others that were headed for America. Wish they had come over to America then instead of heading for Spain, but that's how it goes. But same year, 1607, so Jamestown and parts of Virginia would be celebrating their 400th anniversary just a couple of years back.
I think what is significant here is that we all blew into where we now are in the year of the same King James as the one you mentioned. We're Jacobean planters in the middle of Ireland.
Well, you know, one of my favorite signs I see from time to time in shops and sometimes in people's homes says... all people are appreciated, some for their arriving and others for their leaving. What are we standing in front of here?
You're standing in front of a picture by a great woman artist, because we've made a point of attracting the contributions of the women as well as the men from the very, very start. And that painting shows the workshops in the castle, with the chimney in the front and the bluish hinge to the smoke coming out of the top of the chimney, and the workshop tower behind, an extraordinary contraption on the top of that, with cables to hold what looks like a tremendously tall flagpole that's even taller than the turret to the right of it. And that had a significance too. It was the device that was used for measuring the accuracy of the repolishing of the mirrors cast and then repolished in the workshop. This was done by the third Earl taking out his pocket watch, which was made of lovely gold, of course, because it was long before any of us had wristwatches, and winching it up, hoisting it up to the top of the flagpole and opening trap doors in every floor underneath, every one of the four floors. And when the time could be read accurately from the mirror that was on the polishing machine, four floors below the roof or about seven floors below the watch on top, the mirror was passed, fit for return to the telescope for observation.
And being able to see the time on the wristwatch four floors below would have indicated what distance into space that one could have been able to reflect. Do you have any feeling about that, how far they were actually able to see?
The actual proportions are spelled out in a walk that I can take you around in the telescope, where we've in the middle of the park, where we've planted out in lime trees a certain distance apart exactly what the third Earl saw in further out in outer space, the Whirlpool Galaxy.
Ah, sounds good to me. No, that's all right. That sounds good to me. That's worth being able to go out and see. So out here on the grounds outside of this building, you have the actual remains of what was originally built by the Third Earl.
I look forward to showing you the great telescope that's right there, bang in the middle of the park, just where he built it in the early 1840s.
Is there anything else in this area we should see before we go there?
A huge amount, yes.
Oh, well,
the rest of this, there's the actual eyepiece, mock-up of the observation, the instrument room, the visions, and then all the photography reflecting what came at the output of the world's oldest darkroom, which is still fully equipped with all the chemicals that Mary Ross used to develop her pictures with, and the engineerium, Sir Charles, or Charlie, who invented the steam turbine.
You know, again, I rely on my good friend Mark Leslie, who tells me that an automobile was invented, used, first car accident, somebody hit somebody. What was that?
It's actually rather a sad story. It is a steam car, can we call it, that was made in the castle workshops here, like the mirrors for the telescope and everything else, and that drove around, particularly over weekends, and was driving around in its Sunday of 1860. I'll give you the date in a minute. I think it was 1869. Actually on a Sunday morning going to church, and very sadly one of the women who was the Third Earl's first cousin, Mary Ward, a great woman herself, the first woman ever to work with microscopes and to publish books with what she saw through her own microscope in an age long before women were expected to be looking at anything like a microscope, she was tiffed off the top and crashed to the ground, and one of the great iron wheels went over her neck, and that was the end of her. We have a little pavilion celebrating her achievements as the first great female microscopist, yet another first for Burr.
This is an amazing place that really needs more global attention, and I do know that you get visitors from all over the world, but I only learned about Burr Castle about a year ago, and this is the first chance we've been able to make the intersection of we'll be here and so will you, and we thank you so much for inviting us in. Let's take a walk about, and then we'll continue outside at the telescope. Stay with me. We've walked through an area where we've actually been able to look through an eyepiece, through a reproduction of a telescope, to see exactly what the Third Earl here at Burr Castle would have seen in the night sky. It's quite remarkable. And we've entered an exhibit room that is filled with a variety of telescopes and scientific writings and materials, and somehow Yeats has managed to be woven into this story as well. So we're here with Lord Ross at Burr Castle. If you've just joined us, we're in County Offaly, Ireland. Maybe you want to share Yeats's thoughts as they weave into all of the scientific endeavor.
Thank you, Stephanie. Had I the heavens embroidered cloths, it wrought with gold and silver light, the blue and the dim and the dark cloths, night and light and the half light, I would spread the cloths under your feet, but I, being poor, have only my dreams. I've spread my dreams under your feet. Tread softly, because you tread on my dreams. These are the lines of William Butler Yeats that we've chosen to illustrate the whole idea of the creation and the discovery of what is in outer space, and illustrate also the Third Earl's original drawings of what he saw out there, that are one of the most significant parts of our scientific heritage. His first drawings in these tiny little notebooks in which he just scribbled down his jottings, his doodlings, as they might be called today, and above then, his way of reversing the image of the pencil on white paper to the polished drawings with the with the image reversed, so it's white on black drawing, really is beautiful works of art reflecting, I think, the beautiful lines of the poetry above. And this is possibly some of the most significant parts of our heritage. And display cases then at the end, showing how this was brought about and extended to wider families and others, and how the children were brought up by those who became the assistant astronomers to the third and the fourth Earls of Ross, and then had to double as tutors to the boys. So we went through quite a quick succession of them, because they had to work all night at the telescope all day tutoring the boys, and days starting quite early with the boys, as we may see in a further gallery, having to do at least 2 hours' work in the workshops before they were allowed any breakfast.
So I want to know when you got your last standing ovation at the Abbey Theatre. You're quite marvelous. It really drew not only me, but I am sure my entire audience into your rendition of this portion of He Wishes for the Cloths of Heaven. Let's go into the next room. Stay with me while we walk. You're going to listen to some important messages. Jump into Ireland. This is Stephanie Abrams live from Birr Castle in County Offaly. Don't leave me.
You can follow Stephanie Abrams' travels and tips on Twitter at iTrip and the letter U. That's Twitter at iTripU for up-to-the-minute travel info with travel expert Stephanie Abrams.
Too many stars,
too many moons to change your mind.
Don't let the moon change your mind.
If I'm gone too long, don't forget where you belong. When the stars come out, remember you are mine. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with 3 islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing, or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel Rumors from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar? And be better off.
Time for more travel talk, coast to coast. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm with Lord Ross in this, well, it's a wonderful exhibit to begin with at Burr Castle, but it is greatly enhanced by having him as our personal guide, and thank you for your generosity of time. We're standing in front of a huge photo mural of something that is clearly a well-used workshop. What are we looking at, Lord Ross, here at Burr Castle?
It is a blow-up of a picture of my great-great-grandmother, Mary Ross's original darkroom, which still survives intact with its cupboards that you see here in the pictures, still full of the chemicals, the bottles, the glass bottles full of their everything, including the most dangerous arsenic and poison and even explosive. So we've had terrible trouble with our insurance companies. This is the only fully equipped original darkroom still surviving from that period of the middle of the 19th century. This is a darkroom of the 1850s, at the very dawn of photography. And it's all the creation, not of a man, but of a woman. The first woman ever to win, as you may see in a display case down here, the first medal, the first silver medal given for photographic achievement, and won by this woman in the middle of Ireland, not by, as one might expect, a man in Britain or France, which most people, or many people other than the British and Americans, believe was the inventor of photography.
Clearly, there is a genetic overabundance of high intelligence, but it takes more than intelligence to be visionary, to be persistent, to latch on to an idea and hammer away at it until it reaches the focus of the point that the thinker can imagine. There had to be something in the upbringing of the family philosophy in the nurturing process that helped to elevate the thinking and the achievement and the projects that people in your family worked on? Because, you know, in the word of norm, you know, normality of living, especially in the mid-1800s, wow, this is over the top in terms of achievement and dynamic thinking and creativity and going into places that people had not been before, right down to this dark room, of a female photographer in the middle of the 19th century. It's incredible. Is there anything that you can identify in terms of adages, family sayings, things that people would have done that would have promoted this whole concept of go out and do it, you know, make it happen. Failure is not an option. You have a dream, follow it. I mean, there's a thread in there somewhere that we can all learn from.
I'm not sure what that thread is, but one thing I've found is that it's just a love of the land. It's a love of the place that sends me. When I was often asked when I came back here after 20 years in UN service around the rest of the world, what was it that made me want to come back to Ireland rather than go live in some tropical paradise where life would be much cushier, easier? But I just love it, and it's a love of the land, the bogs and the beauty of the Burren and everything around here that makes me feel not only most Irish but love the land so much that I want to, I don't know, try and embellish it further in some way. I'm not a scientist, alas, myself, but I sure can celebrate the achievements of those who have, of my forebears who have been. And I think it's the same beauty of the land which has inspired maybe my forebears to discover, to invent, to create what they have here. Our problem is, of course, one of making it known, because this is the story of Burr is one that is seems so almost incredible that it's very difficult to get people to believe in it and hence to come and see that this is reality, that this has really happened here, and that it is Burr which has inspired people to achieve all this. As the core of the Historic Science Centre we have tried to set up in order to make this part of our real scientific heritage far better known, particularly across the Atlantic.
Well, hopefully we'll play a role in that, and you and I are going to get into some very special mischief together to see what we can do about that, because Burr Castle is a place that is worthy of a visit. It's worthy of your time. It's worthy of your effort, and it's practically effortless to get here because you can fly into Shannon and be in Athlone in probably an hour and 20 minutes. You can go into Dublin and be in Athlone in an hour. And Burr is just south of Athlone by about a 20-25 minute drive, so very easy to reach and certainly worthy of your time, your visit. It is an inspiring place, and one of the things I'm going to give you a homework assignment, because I'm good at that and I'm gutsy too, but I'm going to give you a homework assignment, because there are far too many families where people who have an imaginative dream are told to put down that foolishness and do something sensible. So somewhere in your family, the threads of your family tapestry, there were people who were encouraging of thinking outside of the box. And everything that's here is the result of thinking outside the box. We're going to take a bit of a walk. We're going to be talking further with Lord Ross. And I'm going to tell you how you're going to catch up with the rest of the discussions we're going to have. So you stick with me and don't go anyplace, because we're flying high.
We'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together weather-wise. It's such a lovely day. You
just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.